AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A senior U.S. intelligence official says Russian missiles have crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two people. A judge in Georgia has overturned the state's ban on abortion starting in around 6 weeks into a pregnancy, ruling it violated the Constitution and Supreme Court precedent when it was enacted. The mayor of Moscow, Idaho, says the four University of Idaho students found dead in an off-campus apartment may have been targeted. Art Betke says it could have been a crime of passion.
If you eliminate everything else that may have gone on, it could be because there was no burglary, there was no robbery, there was no hostage taking, there was no nothing, just a crime and gone.
Police believe the killer or killers in Idaho used a knife or other edged weapon. No arrests have been made. This is day one of a two-day sentencing hearing in Wisconsin for Darryl Brooks Jr. He drove an SUV into a crowd during a Christmas parade near Milwaukee last year. Six people were killed, including Sherry Sparks' eight-year-old son, Jackson.
I feel gutted and broken. It hurts to breathe sometimes. It hurts to live without him here. My mama's soul aches for him.
Brooks is expected to be sentenced to life in prison. Prosecutors say they'll seek a life sentence and no chance for parole for 16-year-old Ethan Crumley, who killed four fellow students at a Michigan school. Stocks are higher after a new report indicating inflation is easing. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Prices at the wholesale level were up 8% in October from a year ago, but that represents the fourth straight slowdown in inflation. Core prices, which exclude the volatile food and energy categories, were up 6.7% last month from a year ago, and from September, they were unchanged.
Beyoncé has claimed a leading 9 Grammy nominations, tying her with husband Jay-Z as the most nominated music act in the history of the Grammy Awards. This is AP News. Walmart is joining other companies settling opioid lawsuits.
Walmart's offered to pay $3.1 billion to settle lawsuits by state attorneys general nationwide over prescriptions for opioid painkillers. That represents about 2% of its quarterly revenue. The company does not admit liability, but in a statement said it believes the settlement framework is in the best interest of all parties. This follows similar proposals from the two largest pharmacy chains, CVS Health and Walgreens Company. The pharmacy settlements all have to be approved by a critical mass of states and local governments before they can be finalized. The retail giant's announcement marks a turning point after years of questions about whether drug makers and pharmacies would ever be held accountable for a flood of prescriptions that helped fuel a deadly crisis of addiction. The focus is now turning to how the settlement dollars, totaling more than $50 billion, will be used. I'm Jennifer King.
Walmart reported strong third-quarter profits and revenue as more Americans try to cut spending in face of high inflation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.